We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
I like the DMX. DMX for D-Day. That's right. Denton Day joins us right now. You can follow him on Xbox at The Denton Day because there's so many others. You can also hear him on Kevin Sheehan Show where he's a producer. What's up with serious show right now? Are you on hiatus during?
Yeah, we're on hiatus.
Till college football's back?
Till college football's back.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's start. We're going to talk hoops.
College football's back like in a month. They're going to start doing spring games.
Once games are back.
Okay.
Like real games, not those. Hey, not spring games.
Me and JP going to spring games.
Yeah. You can go to. I'll go to some spring games. You guys want to go to some spring games.
We're going to Louisiana and eat some crawfish and crabs.
I don't think Denton could handle us on a fun trip.
No.
Probably not. probably not. One of the first days I was talking to Beam, and she asked me if I'd ever had $80,000 bourbon before. So, no is the. I'd love to try it, but no is the answer.
That's such a reasonable question. Landfill, have you ever had $80,000 bourbon?
No, several hundred dollars was the most expensive I ever had.
That's not true.
I've had
several thousand.
You forgot what I gave you?
No, that's the thing. I didn't realize how expensive that was.
That amount that you had was about $400.
Damn.
And that was what, like a shot?
That was like a shot, yeah.
Yeah.
I've had some expensive bourbon, but never that expensive.
Landfill, downplaying the stuff. What's up, man?
I underestimated how expensive it was.
Oh, I gave it that cheap
stuff. I'm not fancy like B.
Nobody's fancy like B. What do we all know, boys? It's good to be B Mitch.
It is good to be B Mitch.
Denton, the LSU Pro Day is going on. A lot of people believe Jaden Daniels could be the Commanders pick.
Hopefully.
At number two.
Yeah.
Just where are you on Daniels? I believe you love him, if I remember.
Oh, yeah.
But just give us a quick what
was
you think
Daniels
should
happen. Was Daniels the guy that hugged Adam Peters real tight?
Daniels hugging Adam Peters real tight.
Wow.
Sam Fortier is down at the LSU Pro Day and just posted a video of Jaden Daniels walking around, and then he spots Adam Peters, who sees him, and they walk over and dap up. Bro hug.
That's a good sign.
That's a good interaction if you think the Commanders might take Jaden Daniels.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good interaction. I was also very thrilled that he weighed in at 210. I was very nervous.
I had scouts tell me that was the number.
Yeah, 210 and 6'3 and some change. There, I'd like to know the official height, but it's fine.
Some change.
Yeah, and some. But is that like a 6'3 and a half?
If I flex my foot or not.
6'3 and a
six,
quarter.
6'3 and a half or 6'3 and 3/4.
Jeff's 250 and change.
A lot of damn change. Change for 100.
Change for 100. I think Daniels at 2 will continue to grow to be a consensus. I don't know anything. Nobody does.
It's very strange. The J.J. McCarthy train has really been building a lot of steam. And I was talking to a couple of people yesterday that are more national, right? And I was like, what do you guys think about J.J.? And they both told me they feel very similar to how I feel, which is good quarterback, not number two overall. But their sentiment was, this is how the NFL teams are viewing him. They really value the leadership element of J.J. McCarthy, which I was not anticipating would be. I mean, I knew teams would like it. I didn't know they would like it to the extent.
A guy that has leadership that can really, really play, keep you hired.
Keep you hired.
A guy that has leadership and doesn't live up to that hype, get you fired.
Get you fired. And the problem is, we don't know about that second. We know he has leadership qualities. We think he can play, but we've never seen him play when he needs to be the guy consistently. Because that Michigan team was so loaded last year, all he had to do was not screw it up.
Agreed. Agreed. Malik Nabers at this LSU Pro Day. And the Commanders aren't really in the wide receiver range there. Like, they might need to draft a wideout, but I think it'd be later in the draft.
They won't be able to get him.
No.
Nabers ran a 4.35 and a 4.4. Yeah. And it's consistently showed that speed. Was the leading wideout in all of college football last year. I asked you this. Long been assumed that Marvin Harrison Jr. goes one. Or is the top wideout off the board.
Yeah.
And independent of what you think of the combine and the pro day and all that stuff, there started to be a, yo, it could be Nabers that goes first, depending on what you're looking for in your wideout. Who do you think it is, and who do you think it should be? Because both these guys have shown elite playmaking ability.
It will be Marvin Harrison Jr. He's definitely going to go. He's going to be the first receiver off the board. Honestly, I like Nabers and Roma Dunze. I think Roma Dunze was the clutchest wide receiver in college football. So if I was drafting, he is the guy that I would go for. But I think all three of them, if they were in separate draft classes, they'd all be number ones.
I think when you look at Nabers, you look at LSU receivers over the last few years.
Yeah, a lot of good ones.
You're like, okay. Like, just like when they look at Ohio State quarterbacks.
Sure.
If you're looking at LSU receivers, I'm like, hey, this dude can play.
Yeah, a lot of good ones.
But
a lot of
Harrison,
good ones.
You got to look at it. You got to look at what he comes from. Great stock.
Yeah.
He's 6'3".
Yeah, he's huge.
You know, so when you look at that fact, that changes up things a little bit. And all year, people have seen him as that person. And he didn't let him down by the way he played. He couldn't help that his quarterback wasn't as good as the ones that they had before.
Right. I do wonder, though, if his name was Denton Day, I don't think he'd be getting that. I
Yeah, when your dad's a Hall of Famer. And
I mean, it's a good thing to have.
You come in and you're about 5 inches taller than your dad.
Right. And you still play, and you ball. Like, it's not like he sucks.
Yeah, he balled. It made people lean towards him.
All right, I want to switch just because we'll run out of time. And, I mean, anybody that listens to our program knows that we could just talk about football for 4 hours every day. but we got the Sweet 16 starting tomorrow. We went around earlier. B and Jeff think the NC State game is the most fun. That's the one they're most excited for because of, you know, the underdog story and the big man Burns. There's a lot to like there. I'm really looking forward to Bama, Carolina, and Houston versus Duke. What is your favorite matchup of the Sweet 16?
Well, my favorite matchup is Illinois-Iowa State. I think that's such a contrast of styles because we see Iowa State as one of the best defensive teams, and yet you have Illinois that has Terrence Shannon, who's one of the best scorers that's still left in the tournament. So how is that going to work? And we saw in the Big 12 Championship when Iowa State went up against Houston, they didn't just beat Houston. They kicked their teeth in. I mean, it was one I had never seen this Houston team play like that. So I am fascinated to see how that ends up playing out on Thursday. It's a late game on Thursday. It tips off at 10, which I hate. But I think that's the one that I'm right now most excited for, and I have a heavy lean gambling-wise on Iowa State.
Ooh, yeah. Really? Yeah. All right. I thought Illinois is the team that could beat UConn.
I think Iowa State is the team that can beat UConn because of the defense. I think they're the only team, one of the few teams still remaining that is capable of guarding Connecticut at every position.
All right. What else do you see? You gave me a winner with UConn. I mean, UConn appears to be Freight Train City again.
Yeah. Oh, jeez.
Is there any reason to believe San Diego State couldn't keep up with them in the final last
year? No. Yeah, I think it's almost going under the – like, UConn is so good, it's going under the radar that this is a rematch of last year's championship. They're an absolute juggernaut. Purdue has looked like an absolute juggernaut. Granted, they haven't played anybody that's specifically spectacular. I mean, Utah State's good. They're not great.
Uh-huh.
And they hung 106 on them. So I've been really pleased with the way that Purdue has played. But, I mean, UConn is still – they still have to be the betting favorite. My champ's UNC, but – UConn looks like an absolute juggernaut right now.
Do you think Gonzaga have a chance?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely. The problem
they're
is –
they're playing Purdue. Everybody's got a chance.
Everybody's got a chance. I mean –
they be saying that because he's trying to talk opposite of what he wants. He has Purdue winning it.
You got Purdue winning it?
Yes.
You see, you got to listen to him.
That didn't feel like a confident yes.
When he talks –
it's not
a confident
yes. I describe it as walking into the home of someone that has a pit bull. And they tell you, yo, my pit bull's really sweet, really nice. Everything's cool. You can believe them, but you're never going to feel comfortable.
When you walk by, you hear.
That is what it's like picking Purdue to win the title. I know they could completely drop the ball at any moment.
Yeah, and there's a different bark when a pit bull barks at you, too.
Is that your pit?
That's a different bark.
But I have a theory. Like, there's method to my madness. With
the UVA theory?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's not that advanced.
Like, it's not crazy advanced.
It's not AP physics.
I'm with you. I mean,
they've looked great.
Until they look really good.
Sure.
The thing is, though,
just like the pit bull.
With Gonzaga, it's like, Purdue hasn't beaten a ton of good teams, but like neither has Gonzaga. Kansas sucks. Anybody that bet Kansas is a silly goose because they get blown out by good teams and bad teams this entire season. And then Bill Self comes out and says, well, for the last month, I've been looking forward to next season. He should have kept that one behind his teeth. I don't know why he said that out loud. So I don't really know. Like, I think Gonzaga's good, but they have not played competition that makes me believe they're truly a great team, whereas I still think Purdue has the potential to be a great team.
True. So what do you – I mean, looking at everything here, any surprises coming, or you just got – this thing has already been very chalky?
Yeah.
You got more chalk coming?
I do think Duke might fall. I think people are really riding Duke right now, where I don't think they deserve to. That's still chalky, but I think Houston might really smack Duke around.
Dude, I think you talked about the contrast of styles of Iowa State, Illinois. I think that's a contrast of styles.
Yeah,
Houston
I agree.
Plays football, and Filipowski is soft.
Yeah, he does not play football. He plays ultimate frisbee.
He got knocked down by a 5-foot-tall co-ed from Wake Forest and said he was injured. Like, what are you going to do when the men of Houston start knocking you around?
They're playing bully ball, right. So, I don't see Duke standing a chance in that one. So, I guess that is still a little chalky.
Yeah, it's a one seed.
Yeah. I guess it's a lot of – like, I had 3-1s in my Final Four. The only team I didn't, ironically, was UConn because I had Auburn. Thanks a lot, Auburn. Lost to a bunch of
Everybody
dorks.
Loved Auburn.
Everybody loved Auburn. You're smart for that. I should have listened. I was watching that game. I was like, surely they're going to pull away at some point, and they just never did. And then Yale goes and gets destroyed by San Diego State. I mean, Clemson's a fun team.
That's the thing about this. You got to stay into it every damn game.
Every day.
And I think that's the great thing that I love about the March Madness deal. You can be the absolute best team, and if you are not focused one day, you get
your
ass kicked. You're gone.
Right.
And Auburn, that was my survival pool pick. And they lost.
They lost.
So it happens.
I mean, my survivor pool pick was Kentucky.
What's going on with that survivor pool?
I don't know. Where's that now?
I got kicked out of the group chat because I got destroyed.
What, were you even in the same survivor pool?
The one that Bish did? Yeah.
Yeah.
He was gone the same day, first day.
Ten of us went down. Honestly, there could be a champion already in that survivor pool, which is so lame. If 10 of us went the first day, and then you – so there were only six left. No, you went the third day because you had Auburn in the second round, right? When they lost?
Yeah.
Or did Auburn lose in the first round?
They lost the first round.
Oh, yeah, because they lost to Yale.
Yeah, they lost to Yale.
Right, so
yeah.
You were out. So there were, at most, there were only five left
five
Saturday
went
morning.
Into it, yeah.
That's horrible.
Landfill, can you text Bish Bucks and just get us a Survivor Pool update? Because that's pretty terrible. And because I'm a D-gen, I know Denton Day is too.
Oh, yeah.
Should we get a Sweet 16 Survivor Pool? I'm in.
I mean, I'm in it because I'm a D-gen. That feels almost like I hate second chance brackets. It feels a little second chancey, but if you're
it's
putting money down.
It's second chancey.
Yeah, I can't do second. I'll just gamble like a man.
So that's kind of where I've
landed.
You know
where he told you? Hell no, with your little trying to make up Survivor Pool.
Yeah, all right. Landfill, cut Denton's airtime next week. I think the bracket has mattered less and less to me over time because I just bet on every game.
Yeah, the bracket.
You know what I mean? Like,
it's like fantasy football.
I saw Frank last night. Bet on all the underdogs.
Oh, how do you know?
He told me this one team.
I thought you meant Chris Cifulli. I was like,
one game he said set him apart. I forgot what game it was. Somebody early that was like a high seed that ended up winning.
I mean, there weren't that many. You know what I bet he needed?
Oh, it's probably Duquesne.
I bet Duquesne paid him well. And then obviously, who beat Kentucky?
Oakland
had to pay him.
He set it up.
But, dude, if Samford had pulled off that upset over Kansas, where the guy didn't get – it was a terrible call late.
Oh, bad call.
I think that would have really made a difference. Mm. So, B had a buddy that bet money lines on all the 10 seeds and higher in the first round. Which
– and he probably profited from
it.
Yeah, he definitely profited.
I don't know what odds he got, but I read somewhere online about that like strategy, and it about broke even for the thing I read.
Yeah.
I think you were up a little bit, but you got to remember you got to pay all the juice on the other side. And
right,
I almost wonder I've been hearing these stats today that the last like 4 years you've had at least 2 1 seeds go down in the Sweet 16.
Yeah. I think this year just feels a little different, though.
Black and
just because everybody is so good.
Nothing. Just talking.
Why are you hating on Purdue? I don't understand your Purdue hate.
Nah, my thing is you did not like this team all year. You just can't stand it. All of a sudden you pick them to win it.
I don't like
them. That's the weirdest crap in the world to me.
I legit don't like them.
It's just the UVA. That UVA thing.
You don't like
them,
but if they were to win it, he'll tell everybody that want to listen that how he picked them.
Do you know who Jeff picked?
Jeff picked Kentucky, didn't he? Jeff. Yeah, Jeff is an all SEC. His Final Four is probably all SEC teams.
No. Jeff, go ahead and tell Denton Day
the
College Sports Insider's Insider your Final Four.
Hey, I just went on a limb, bro. Tried to swing big. Called UNC. Who was it? UConn. Kentucky. Colorado.
No. Colorado State.
My bad.
You had Colorado State in the. You watched them play a team that literally can't score.
Hey, I just had to have one, like, wild pick, and I just looked and said, all right, let's go. Just like when I did with the Texans and said they was going to win their division, I tried to do that, go with that same thing. It didn't work out for real.
This is college basketball, though.
Oh, I know. I like Clemson this week, by the way, against Arizona.
Really?
Yeah, if you want an upset, I like Clemson against Arizona. There's something about the ACC. And Arizona, like if you're looking at the pantheon of like teams that you don't trust, even though you picked Purdue to win, like Purdue's still high up there, Arizona's like right under. I don't really like Arizona. I don't trust Arizona, so I kind of like Clemson this weekend.
I could see that. I didn't trust Arizona. And last year I did and spent a lot of money on a Calcutta for them and lost it all. So I'd
love to see UNC versus Arizona for like the Caleb Love aspect of that. I think it'll be a little bit of drama.
What's
but
the one seed you can see going down?
Yeah, Purdue.
Son of a gun.
I just don't think San Diego State has enough offense. If San Diego State had offense, I would say UConn because I don't like
the, how could you say UConn?
Because the idea
how
of
how can
repeating,
you look at what UConn's doing and say they could lose?
Because eventually they're going to have to trip. Like, eventually they will have to trip.
I think they might not.
You know, that sounds like a degen to me. They're just asking for something because he probably has a bet that works against
them. There's two names for it. It's called the do theory concept. Like, eventually they're due to lose. That's just, if you flip a coin so many times, eventually it's going to go the other way.
Yeah, but
this ain't a coin.
You're already rich then.
This ain't a coin.
I'm not that rich.
It's a team of really.
Well, I got a futures on UConn, so I want them to do well. But
you know the other name for the do theory?
What?
It's called the gambler's fallacy. It's well established.
I subscribe to that one.
Denton, always appreciate it. Give us one winner for tomorrow.
For tomorrow's Iowa State.
Also, are you degenning enough that you're betting on the NIT yet?
I really want to bet on Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
They won last night, right?
They did win last night. He had 22. Yeah.
I watched some of that. Let's circle back on some NIT bets for next week.
Yeah, I mean, he got rec specs on. I love that. It's great for the rec spec community.
The betting counter isn't bad. Obviously, football is the most. Then you get to March Madness. Then you get to NBA playoffs.
I'll have a lot of winners for the NBA. A
little bit of golf in between, like the Masters.
Oh, the Masters?
Ooh. Goodbye, Denton.
All right, see you, boys.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. the MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Right place, wrong time. Also matters. Big news around the world today. Obviously, what happened in Baltimore is tragic, but kind of next day, and this stuff's been in the works a long time. Baltimore Orioles are officially out of the hands of the Angelos family, into the hands of David Rubenstein. Matt Weirich covers the O's for the Baltimore Sun. Matt, busy day for you, brother. Thank you for making time. How you doing?
No problem. Yeah, it's been like that all week, and I'm sure it won't stop anytime soon with opening day tomorrow.
Well, I know. Ideally, they're playing well. Let's start with opening day tomorrow. Is there any chance that gets moved or anything, or are they definitely going tomorrow?
I mean, as of now, we haven't heard anything. Obviously, there's rain in the forecast, so that might play a factor, but, you know, still waiting word, nothing official yet.
Okay. I thought maybe just as the city is still recovering from the terrible bridge accident. So let's go to Rubenstein. What does this mean for the Orioles on the field?
Yeah, you know, from what I understand, Rubenstein has given his full support of Mike Elias and Brandon Hyde, their GM and manager. So it sounds like there aren't going to be any major personnel changes on the baseball side. I asked Rubenstein point blank yesterday at a forum in Baltimore if he plans to increase spending after years of the Angelos family not doing so. And he wouldn't commit to that right now, but said he's going to trust who he calls the best general manager in baseball to make the right decisions, and he plans to back him fully.
All right. So, I mean, it'd be crazy to want to make any other move after the Orioles have successfully kind of rebuilt that franchise, won the AL East last year. You think they'll start spending more money? We've kind of already seen it, right, with the trade for the Cy Young winner?
Yeah, you know, I think the timing of it was really funny, happening 2 days after the sale was approved. But from what I understand, that was within the budget that John Angelos laid out for Mike Elias at the start of the offseason. They had been engaging in talks for Burns as recently as the week after the World Series. So it was definitely something that had been in the works for a while. But, you know, Rubenstein certainly has deeper pockets than the Angelos family did. You know, with the state of that organization the last few years, it was obvious they weren't putting in the resources that they had maybe even 10, 15 years ago when Peter Angelos was considered one of the higher spenders for what his market size was. Rubenstein is about middle of the pack when it comes to total net worth as far as MLB owners go. So certainly the pockets are deeper. I mean, we've seen him, you know, go out and buy the Magna Carta for a couple million. So why can't he put that money into a starting pitcher, you know?
Yeah. What do you think would be the ownership style? What would be the biggest difference?
I think that community engagement is a real big, important aspect of this for Rubenstein. He's included Cal Ripken Jr. In the ownership group. And plans to kind of bring Cal back in the fold. He's kind of been estranged from the organization for the last decade or so with, you know, his relationship with the Angelos family wasn't that great. So now bringing Cal back in the fold, getting fans involved again, you know, the Orioles were a really good team. Obviously last year won 101 games, but their attendance wasn't necessarily up there to reflect the amount of winning that they did. So after years and years that fan base was put through of a rebuild, I think that it's going to be pivotal for this group to come in and try to get them engaged again and try to get them to support what they hope is a winning ball club for a long time.
Talking with Matt Weirich here on the BetQL guest line. You can follow Matt on Twitter, X, whatever you want to call it, at by Matt Weirich, BYMATTWEYRICH. So much reason to be excited for Orioles fans. Just the way Angelos gutted that franchise is just, I'll never forgive him. But anyway, I think there's also real reason for Nationals fans to be excited. I believe you covered an event last night where Rubenstein spoke about his desire to clear up kind of the Masson mess.
Yeah. Yeah, I was there and also got to ask him about that directly. And, you know, asking him what avenues did he plan to take to try to solve this. Is it going to be working out deals with the Nationals? Is it going to be selling the rights separately? Is it going to be maintaining control of the rights? He wouldn't commit to any one particular route, said it's premature at this stage of the process, but does say that is a major priority. And I think the most important thing he mentioned was he wants to get it out of the hands of the lawyers and into the hands of business people again. So, you know, with all the holdup that this has had in courts and things like that over the years, it's been messy. It's been a headache for the commissioner, for Major League Baseball, the owners, for everyone in Baltimore and D.C. I don't think there's a single person out there that doesn't want to see this get resolved, and it appears to be near the top of his priority list as he takes over.
Is there any, I guess, information or any kind of thing that says that he and Andrew, I mean, he and the learners may have some type of relationship, connection, or know each other?
From what I understand, they are familiar with each other. I know he's also familiar with Ted Leonsis, as they were engaged in conversations to buy the Orioles, actually, back last summer, prior to Rubenstein breaking off on his own and ultimately buying the team. So I know that he has been well-connected with several different people within this realm in the D.C. area. And, you know, I'm sure those conversations are ongoing, both through lawyers and, you know, their teams of business people as well.
This may be unfair for you to speculate, but the Nationals were for sale for a while, couldn't get sold. Then they pull them off the market. Then Rubenstein gets the Orioles, who the learners undoubtedly know have a relationship. And then Rubenstein says, yeah, we got to figure this massive thing out. Like, doesn't all signs point to there were at least some considerations along, like they kind of know where this thing's headed?
I mean, honestly, I don't want to speculate. Like you said, it's not something that I'm necessarily tapped into right now. I know that.
Sure, that's fair,
you know,
dude. I don't want to put you in a weird spot.
To pull things back.
Yeah.
You know, it's a complicated thing. And I think that, you know, an important part of all this is, you know, there was a report, I can't remember who, Forbes put it out a couple of months ago, that Masson was given a $0 valuation in the Orioles sale. So if that doesn't tell you just how much of a thorn in the side this has been for all parties involved, I think that's the most emblematic part.
I mean,
$0?
Yo,
and yeah, I want to get rid of that too.
Yo, and B, that's with teams on their air that have been, like, the O's were bad for a while, but the Nats were really good, and then the Nats have gotten bad, and the O's have been good. Mm-hmm. You know, like, there have been some years where everybody was bad, but, like, you'd like to think you could sell some of that. Talking with Matt Weirich here on the BetQL guest line. Matt is the Orioles beat reporter for the Baltimore Sun. Last name pronounced Weirich, spelled, though, W-E-Y-R-I-C-H. Hopefully you get some Twitter followers. You got any good bets for us, kind of season-long future over-under stuff? What's the O's win total? It's got to be pretty significant, right?
Yeah, I think the O's win total is right around the upper 80s. The AL East is so tough with how many good teams, all five teams basically going for it this year. I think Fangraphs gives each of the five teams at least a 20% chance of making the playoffs. There's no other division that's even close to that number. So, you know, it's tough to say they'll go, you know, win 101 games again, but certainly they're in a position to do so. I did put in my season predictions. I have the Detroit Tigers winning the AL Central. I really believe in what that organization has been doing over the last couple of years. It's given me a lot of Nationals early 2012, 2011 vibes with the young core that they've assembled, a lot of good young pitching that is finally all healthy at the same time. Former number one pick Casey Mize, Tarik Skubal, who I think is a dark horse for Cy Young this year in the American League. So I guess that would be probably my pick to click. But, you know, I certainly think that the Orioles are capable of making it back to the playoffs.
All right.
And I know how long you covered the Nats. What do you think of where they are in their rebuild? I mean, probably at least a year away from really contending, but just kind of the young talent they're starting to put together.
Yeah, I mean, especially with Cruz and Wood not making the opening day roster, I'd have to think they're not, you know, necessarily gunning for it this year. I mean, they're eligible for the number one pick again with the new rules. Last year, obviously, they couldn't pick higher than 10th. So now one more year, you go for it to try and get a top pick, and then you try to go from there. I mean, they haven't increased spending yet, so that's what kind of tells me is their direction here. But certainly, I think there's, you know, they're on the come up. Last year was obviously a surprising year with the amount of wins they were able to total. Maybe some regression there with the number of wins they had in one-run games and things like that. But, you know, I do think that they're headed in the right direction, and they've got an exciting farm system as well. So I'm excited to see what Wood and Cruz and Yohany Morales and all those guys look like once they get up to the majors.
What does it tell you that the Nats signed Joey Gallo to a one-year, $5 million deal and deferred most of the money?
Deferred most of it.
Yeah, we're in it to win it, baby.
I love it.
Matt, thank you for the time, brother. Really appreciate you.
Brother.
Enjoy this year, man. I hope you get a special one.
Absolutely. Appreciate it, guys. Thanks.
All right, man.
Free Mike Rizzo. He's the best GM in town. Please let him do his job. That's all I ask for. It's a simple ask.
What up? What up?
B. Mitch and Finley on 106.
What up?
What's my man's name?
What up?
Greg?
Greg Dodson.
Shout out to Greg.
B. Mitch and Finley. What up?
What up?
What up?
You want to know something that I'm going to want to hear?
What?
What
up?
Obviously, Beyonce has this country album coming out.
Mm-hmm.
She did a cover of Jolene, the famous Dolly Parton song,
mm-hmm.
with Willie Nelson.
Mm.
We're going to need to hear that, Landfill.
Beyonce did it with Willie Nelson?
Beyonce and Willie singing Jolene.
I'm gonna ask you a question.
That's badass.
How much weed did Willie smoke that day? Because Willie might be the only one that put up as much as Snoop.
Yo, yeah.
He and Snoop are boys too.
You know, have you ever seen they've gotta be boys, right?
No, they're boys.
Yeah. I wanna hear that.
Yes, indeed.
I definitely want to hear that. That's gonna be. Have you ever seen Half Baked? There's a couple of very famous people that do cameos in it. It's a late 90s movie about being a stoner. It was
probably not JP.
It was perfect for my timeline in life. But it's Dave Chappelle. It was kind of his first real breakthrough.
Mm-hmm.
There are I want to say three. Maybe there are more. I've seen that movie about 100 times. I should know. But Snoop has a cameo in it, getting high. And Willie Nelson has a cameo in it, getting high.
I get high.
So does Jon Stewart is the third. I don't know that we've done bets because I've been out of the office.
We didn't do any yesterday.
It's been a little chaotic, but let's make some bets. Time for Heard It Here First. Jeffrey?
Yeah, so I wasn't here Monday and we didn't make bets yesterday, so let's just start the week fresh right here.
Fresh. Fresh to death. Landfill says no.
We don't care if you weren't here.
Why?
Because you weren't here just because you weren't here. Jeff,
yeah, right? B-Mitch and I won on Monday, yeah, and we awarded you two administrative L's for not showing up at work.
Being here. Yeah.
Oh, I had to leave to go to the Peters thing.
Yeah.
Okay, because I was here Monday.
Yeah, but you disappeared.
Were you?
Okay. I was on the show Monday.
So what y'all want y'all 1-0? Y'all want to be 1-0?
Mm-hmm.
No, we are 1-0, and I want to be
9-0. Yeah, that's
so
correct.
I grant y'all permission to be 1-0.
We already got it. We're not worried about you, Jeff.
Yeah, I grant y'all permission. You, and tonight.
You, don't fool yourself.
And tonight, I'm taking Utah -7.5 over VCU.
I got to be honest. I liked VCU before he said that.
You're doing the points?
Yep. Yeah, he's got to. But VCU's playing at home, right? Is that in Richmond? Or
give
is
me
that...
VCU.
Watch y'all feelings be hurt.
Feelings don't get hurt on betting like
and
this.
And then give me Seton Hall -5.5 as well for that parlay so I can catch up.
Okay.
Yo, I think I have to do this at this point. The two games I liked a lot were UNLV getting points and VCU getting points, and they're the exact opposite of what Jeff just picked, so I'm taking them both.
Hey. You might want to put that on the real bet.
I'm going the Rams. The Rams running Rebels parlay
I'm
tonight.
I'm about to call Maya and say, Maya, Jeff is going against your college, man.
Oh, man, don't tell her that, bro. I need my potato salad.
I'm going to say, don't cook him no more potato salad. To hell with him. He's a hater.
It's all good, man. JP going to be mad in the morning.
We'll see. Anytime you get to bet on UNLV, you should. Anytime you think that a team from Vegas has a chance, take them. What do you like, B? You taking VCU also?
I like VCU against Jeff already.
All right. What about the great Landini?
I'm taking the Wizards +3.5.
Will you be mad if the Wizards win again tonight?
I will.
That'll be 4 in a row. Season high.
Emotional hedge.
I think the Wizards are going to win again.
Hold on. Caps and Wiz on 3 in a row? Did I hear that earlier?
Yes. Chinatown is bumping right now.
Jumping.
F Street. Fun Street, baby. Everybody's winning.
What up?
Thank you to everyone that listened to the program today. I don't think we did the phones, but we'll do the phones tomorrow. Tomorrow's a Bleep You Thursday. Tomorrow, we're going to be live at Rudy's Golf, Kingstown, Alexandria. Come hang out. B. Mitch and I are going to be hitting wedges, eating chicken
wings.
Jeff,
bring your clubs tomorrow, son.
Oh, God, yes.
We got some money on this thing.
Yo, we could easily
I would take your clubs and beat you with them.
We could. Hold on.
I might play one-handed against you, son.
Now, I know the setup is inside. Can we just request the setup to be outside? Or maybe they want us in a certain location. But we can put headphones on Jeff and send him outside to hit balls live on the air and just let the world know how awful he is, right? Are you up?
I'm with that.
I'll tell you after the show, but yeah, we can't do that tomorrow.
Why? You got another gig? You acting again? Godfather 4? Home Alone 8? It's hard to keep track of Jeff's acting career. Ghostbusters 12, starring Jeff Too Funny Walker. Thank you to Neil Greenberg. Thank you to Andrew Marchand. Thank you to Denton Day. Thank you to Matt Weirich. Hell of a day. Feels like there could be more news of brewing, Lampfill. Grant and Danny coming your way next. You made it this far. I owe you beer.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.